CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief
Sankar. And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Take forever to get ready. I wonder why you always do that. You spend forever looking in the mirror. I wonder why you always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always. Baby, you don't know that.
Cause now every man's cup is filled with hate and overflowing. Father, I know things are going wrong, yeah. It's wickeder than before. When it really checks out, we could have run things, but it don't look so anymore, no.
Why is my mic so low? It's one of those things. I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you. And welcome to West Indian Rhythms on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon out there. And why would I want to stay inside to listen to radio? I don't know. For a little bit of the Caribbean culture, of course. Opened the show with three beautiful singers from out of Jamaica. Romaine Virgo, You'll Never Find a Love Like Mine, Christopher Martin. And of course, the big man himself, Beresford Hammond, who just celebrated a birthday some time ago there, and wishing him happy birthday, Mr. Beres. And what can we talk about this week? First off, I want to say thanks to Jimmy from Massup Construction, along with his partner, Cohorts Jr. They did a wonderful job. Watching these guys work was impressive. Being a tradesperson myself, I know exactly what is happening there, and, you know, we take things for granted. So I want to thank them, and also Mr. Martin, for doing a good job. And I must tell you this, I spent my money in my community, because people tend not to do that because of the fact that they say, you know, this guy... what can I say? They tend to look down on their own people, and that is what is wrong with our community. And I can't complain, because they worked and they proved themselves well, you know. Anyhow, once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, and you out there. And how is my mic? Is it okay? Because sometimes it gets a little bit low. It's loud in the headphone, low on the board. So let me say hello to WFFR, Sunshine Radio in Washington, D.C., who links on with us. Want to thank you all for your kind listenership. Also, I must remind you, coming up at 4:30, we'll be chatting a little politics with the editor of the community contact paper here. And he will be telling me about politics in Canada, because to be honest with you, I'm sort of biased. I voted for one party since I've been in this country 50 years ago. And I have no regrets. So if he asks me, I'll tell him. But if he doesn't, I'll keep my mouth shut. All right. And he's going to talk about a little bit about the local politics. And then 15 minutes to international South African singer Miss Lorraine Klassen will be joining us. So it should be an interesting program. And this weekend, it's a terrible one for the Jamaican community, because, of course, we've lost one of the backbones of this country. My bigger brother, not bigger, elder brother is listening to the program, and he says, turn up that mic, boy. Then he says, okay, it's good now, boy. That's my brother Tony in Washington, D.C. Want to say what's up? Check him out every Sunday night, 10 to midnight, WPFW, I think it is. He's been doing radio in that city there for maybe 40 years, various stations, but he has settled in on this one. I don't know why, but he's there. Also to Bobby and his charming lady, all the best to you guys in that side of the world. I 18 minutes past the hour, and I'm just feeling out what I want to talk about, and I don't know. I really don't know. I want to say hello to Spencer. Now, you ask me who is Spencer. He's one of the techs for the tech head they have here at CKUT. These guys work like beasts. You know, they're on call, they're this, they're that, and they have to make sure everything works good, and they have somebody named Stretch who calls him for the minutest of things, but they're always there. Also, I want to say thanks to my good friend, Mr. Tuff, who is always there for me with a smile, and I love that. I have some nice young people surrounding me, and Desmond, you know who you are, right? And I have to say thanks to the big man up there for treating me. But, you know, it's what you give. It's what you give. You get back. So I don't want to talk no more. I don't want to talk no more. The things that are happening here is so frightening, you know. When I think of things that I'm hearing now, it's discouraging. You know, this guy, he refused to do his medical, take his two needles. Then he takes home the stuff to his wife and two kids. His wife has died and one of the kid. Yes, Angela, that's the reason why I voted for them. And when Mr. Gay asks me about the Liberal Party, I'll just tell him why I voted for them, because they loved the immigrants. But if you knew Pierre Elliott Trudeau, you wouldn't have to ask why. So I'm going to play a song, Compliments of Me, Moi, because this world has gone crazy. And I just want to send out a shout out to the Morrison family, and I hope someone will pull through. Not all four will go one time. So, in time to come, we will know who we are. All right, this is Crazy, the Calypsonian. He may be crazy, but his words are strong.
Yesterday has come and gone, leaving some of us to mourn. Times we had and friends we lost, and while nature took its course, we have seen the many faces of slavery. We have seen the British Empire fall. We have seen Hitler's contribution to history. We have seen the rise and fall of the Berlin Wall. We have seen famines. We have seen wars. As you well imagine, we have seen nothing yet, because in time to come, America will have a black president. In time to come, there's going to be an active world government. In time to come, the world will see human life cheaper than dirt. In time to come, from outer space aliens will land on the earth. Team Africa will win the World Cup. Marijuana will sell in the shop. Science will produce bread out of stone, and then create the first human clone. Technology will reach a new high. Buses and cars will fly in the sky. Trinidad will make a nuclear bomb.
In time to come.
Don't doubt that. Glenn, tell them for me. Pampa lo polo, pampa la la. Pala balo bo, pala lele. Moving from the dark ages, man has progressed in stages. Through the stone and iron age, till we turn another page. And we saw the adventures of Alexander, waging war in his obsession for conquest. Inventions like the chariot and the saber, the weapons that put Europe under duress. Mankind achievements sometimes were great, and his glorious moments mark the passage of time. But wait, in time to come, mankind will have a colony on the moon.
In time to come,
this calypso will be a top 40 tune.
Time to come,
scientists will synthesize silver and gold.
In time to come,
people will have real sex by remote control. The first dead man will come back alive. Cancer and AIDS victims will survive. Babies will born with mustache and beard. Penis and kidneys will be repaired. The government will ban cigarette. Breakfast and lunch will be a tablet. A two-year-old will split the atom.
In time to come.
Never hear you.
In time to come.
One more time.
In time to come.
Ba-ba-lo. For this new millennium, mark my word. It was some strange thing going to happen. What? Some of we going to live to see that. Ba-la-ba-lo-bo. Ba-la-le-le. Ba-ba-la-p. That day when the Wright brothers, after tremendous horrors, got their little plane to soar, all of mankind stood in awe. Just like when that great scholar Benjamin Franklin discovered what would be electricity. And again, when Sir Alexander the Kingpin give the world the first telephone company. But all of that is a drink of rum in our drinking glasses, compared with what is still to come. In time to come, an asteroid will destroy New York City.
In time to come,
California will submerge under the sea.
In time to come,
almost every athlete will be bionic.
In time to come,
every national park will be Jurassic. Explorers will find El Dorado. Computers will compose calypso. Man will begin to travel in time. Police will stop adultery and crime. People won't go to church anymore. And there will be a gender world war. Preachers will heal the deaf and the dumb.
In time to come.
In time to come.
In time to come.
Crazy. Whoa. Crazy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate that. Nowadays, the things we see have us in a quandary, wondering what will be next in the world of science and sex. We have seen already the tacit acceptance by the world regarding same gender romance. And we know that according to modern science, life or death could depend on the circumstance. Communication take over now, and in man's expectation, there is nothing time won't allow.
In time to come,
an exorcist will capture a living ghost.
In time to come,
a transvestite will become his universe.
In time to come,
an East Indian will win the Calypso crown.
In time to come,
scientists will make old people come back young. Advertisements will light up the skies, and holograms will dazzle the eyes. Women will walk naked in the tongue. Things will go up and never come down. Togo to Tobago people will walk. Monkey and dog will learn how to talk. Satmaraj will have a Negro grandson.
In time to come. In time to come. In time to come.
That's a man crazy himself, believe you me. Listening to the words, real powerful. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. You're locked into West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up, Mr. Egbert Gay, right after the ad. So, Egbert, if you're listening and want to give me a shout, I'd be grateful. Save me the trouble of fighting up with everything here.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Speaking of contact, on the phone with me is Mr. Egbert Gay. Egbert, you there? I'm doing fine, as long as Egbert will speak up in that phone.
Yeah, are you hearing me?
Yes, much better, much better. All right, on the phone with me is the editor of the Community Contact and a voice about town on several, the big talk show here, talk radio station here in Montreal. And whenever I'm in a corner, I have any little problems where politics are concerned, of course I go looking for Egbert Gay. And I want to know, Egbert, the last election, don't ask me about the Liberals because, you know, I'm a bit biased, okay? How did it go?
Well, you know what? First, I want to know, who did you vote for?
The Liberals. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, you see.
You don't want to know why?
Yeah, why? Tell me why.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because the Liberals under Pierre Elliott Trudeau, he made a lot of immigrants, brought a lot of immigrants into this country. And if you, people are going to say, immigrants? Yes, immigrants. If you will notice, whenever the so-called specialists are interviewing anybody on the American channels, the Canadian channels, they're all immigrants. Look around it. Doctor this, doctor that. The devil knows what. They're all immigrants. So these immigrants that have come here have made a great effort. And thank you, Mr. Trudeau. You may have you're gone on, but I lift my heart to you all the time. And your son is wonderful. He's doing a good job. Now,
Stretch, I mean, what you said, right, is it speaks for probably 75% to 80% of Black people in Canada. It's frightening, but it's true.
Yes.
Too many people held on to that, right?
Yes, sir.
So many people who voted for the Liberals probably. Mm-hmm. Would tell you, and it's a generational thing, would tell you the reason why it's because of Trudeau.
And certainly, you know what, people made the right choice this time around. A lot of black folks, and this is, you know, this is not scientific, but just from speaking to people and getting a sense, a lot of black people did vote for the liberals. And the reason why, there are multiple reasons why they voted for the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Trudeau did an amazing job in handling the pandemic. And by putting food on people's tables, by helping businesses, by pushing hard on the vaccines,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that spoke to our community. Because our community has been marginalized and on the side and all the bad things. But he's reached out and made something happen throughout the pandemic that black people can say, you know, I'm confident in voting for this guy.
Yep.
If somebody like me, you know, I lean a little bit more towards the NDP. You accuse me of being socialist and stuff like that. But my politics, I think, would lean towards the NDP. But Trudeau speaks so much louder than NDP policies. And that's why he won in 2015, right? Because he decided, well, listen, beyond balance and budget, we're going to make things happen for people. We're going to make things happen for families, right? And I think that will continue to win favor with people and families across Canada. You look at the other group, the Conservatives, and you would see, I read through their entire platform, and I could not find anything to do with racism. I could not find anything to do with all the injustices that we've been going on. It's actually like crazy. And when he speaks about immigration, it's in the most patronizing way. So people made a good and a conscious decision to vote for Trudeau. And I think, we have to hold him accountable. We have to get him to look at our community again and figure it out. Because we talk a little bit about face in the past, and we act as if that's an end all and a be all. But that's not a be all for our community. Our community needs help.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we have to hold them accountable on. So I think, you know, black people can feel, you know, black and Caribbean people certainly feel at peace voting for Trudeau.
Good. And I have no qualms about that, you know, as, to be honest with you, I liked what the conservative guy was saying. Plus, I like the Indian guy. I wish he was with the Liberal Party. I would have voted for him. Because I like the idea of getting rid of the high rate of cell phones.
Right.
You know?
Well, that is something that Canada has to come to it. I mean, we look at the cost of, everything to do with Wi-Fi services, social media, cell phones and everything. I think Canada has to come to terms with that. But listen, the challenge here is you're always going to have Jagmeet Singh with the NDP. I mean, they represent an edge of Canadian politics that we need. Because Jagmeet Singh and the NDP certainly would keep politicians honest. He did work really hard to get Trudeau to move towards, you know, things like, you know, extending vacation, putting some more money in the pockets of people. So the NDP is, you know, it has its place in Canadian politics.
Right.
I know you Jamaican guys like a lot of conservative politicians also.
We do. We do.
I do know that. And I have good friends and a lot of my friends who, you know, are hardcore conservatives. And I understand that. But we have to understand some of the edges that are taking place in the Conservative Party. Because we see, you know, it has racist elements that seep into the Conservative Party. A lot of them went to the PPC, that new extreme party under Maxime Bernier. A lot of them went in that direction, but the Conservatives tend to attract, you know, some ugliness and some, you know, things that are not good for immigrants and immigration to this country and to the diversity of Canada. That's why, you know, we have to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Under Mulroney, under Stephen Harper, we've seen certain moves to kind of, you know, arrest the ugliness that can take place. But, you know, we have to be careful of, you know, of some of those policies that can really turn back the hands of times into immigration and immigrants here in Canada.
Egbert, one thing you'll have to do for me is to keep that phone steady. because the volume is going in and out, and I just got two texts from my listeners. You know, my listeners are very on the money.
Yeah, I hope I can keep it steady. I'm not moving around.
All right. Okay. Right. Changing the subject a bit. What is happening in this province here with the election? I see Mr. X.
Municipal election.
Eh?
The one that's coming up, municipal election?
Yes, the municipal election.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's exciting. That's a nice part about it.
It is.
Valerie Plante having a return match against Denis Corder. And, of course, we have a new kind of entry into the race with Balarama Holness.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of exciting because it gives people opportunities to express, you know, whether they're disenchanted with mainstream municipal politics, and they could certainly lean towards Balarama, who is, you know, half Jamaican, half Quebecois, and, you know, and he, you know, he's really invested in this municipal election this time around. He has Mouvement Montréal. He has a significant amount of diversity in his political party. And, you know, I'm not sure where his politics is in terms of commitment and how far he's willing to go in terms of uplifting communities and stuff like that. That I'm not too sure. I mean, it's up to him when we speak to express those things, but it gives people a choice. Valerie Plante and Denis Corder, I think we sort of know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Valerie Plante move heavily towards getting a lot of Black people into her slate. Some prominent Black people. We see Will Prosper from Montreal North.
Mm-hmm.
He's a community type guy, and he's been kind of roped in by Valerie. Valerie Plante, and certainly she did an amazingly significant move when she went out and she got Dominique Olivier. Dominique Olivier is a hardcore political type in Quebec for quite a while. She's Black, Asian, but she speaks English. She's been part of the English-speaking group for quite a while. And she has been, you know, she has been earmarked, if I can say that, to become the chairperson of the executive committee, which is a big, big deal in Montreal. So that's Valerie Plante. So, we, you know, it's something to look forward to if she was to win. Certainly, Denis Corder, we all know, and Denis Corder has made certain outreach to our communities in the past. And I think it's something that we need to look at. But in terms of them, all three of them, even Balarama Holness, I think our community got to keep them accountable. We have to keep them uncomfortable. We have to tell them, look, we as English-speaking Blacks in Quebec, we are a special group. And we need special attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you to talk to us. Don't talk like when you're talking all that silliness about Black. You have to recognize who we are as a very unique and, you know, special group that needs special attention and special policies.
That's for sure, because which one, you know, I want to give, what's his name, Balarama? I would love to give him a chance because he seems to be very eloquent in his speaking and all that. I've seen him on TV once or twice, but he needs to come over into our community a little bit more so we can talk with him and know who he is.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of the big sin that we find from politicians when they tend to speak to Black people and forget the uniqueness of the English-speaking sector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I know a special guy like Keaton Clark went out and he's part of Balarama team. He would be running for mayor of the Southwest District. And certainly Keaton deserves our support because he's been there for quite a while.
Yes.
You know, Keaton is tried and true when it comes to English-speaking Black people's, you know, the commitment that he's made to us. But look, what you're saying there is absolutely true, that all the politicians, Valerie Plante, Denis Corder, and Balarama Holness, they have to recognize
our sector of the community and speak to us.
Yes, sir.
Come on your show and sit down and talk to Black people who are English speaking and tell us why we should continue to have faith in the city and have faith in Montreal, because we have done all the hard work in Montreal and Quebec. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. English-speaking Black community is the community that was on the forefront in shaking up racism and making sure diversity find its place. When we were fighting back in the 60s and 70s, it was only English-speaking Black people. Now we have all kinds of diversity. We have all kinds of people all over, and they all crying the injustice cry. But it was us. We were the ones that carried that frontal blow.
Yep.
Against racism and ugliness. It was us. It was nobody else, you know. And we didn't vent. We didn't shake on that.
No, nope.
We were totally committed to that fight, and we helped Montreal become what it is today—a highly diverse and progressive city. But it was us, the English-speaking Black people.
100%.
And we never had recognition.
100% agree.
100%. It was nobody else. No, they could say what, and they all came after. It was the English-speaking Black community that was out there fighting in schools and buses and transportation and the hospitals all over.
Yeah.
In every institution, Black people, English-speaking Black people, from the time we came up here from the Caribbean back in the day,
mm-hmm.
we was starting stuff in Concordia and Sir George Williams.
Mm-hmm.
It was Black people, English-speaking Black people. And it's good. We find with the diversity, and we find that Montreal has become progressive and open. But you can't act like if we don't belong here because we speak English. You know?
You know, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Exactly.
I mean? I got my American accident right away.
Yeah, I tell you, I've got the Martin Luther King thing going.
I'm telling you, know, I don't think people understand, or, you know, I got to go because
I know Ms. you have Lorraine coming up.
Yes. But mm-hmm. I'm just going to say one thing, is that what Black people has done in this city, Toronto mm-hmm. City, and mm-hmm. Halifax, and you name it, mm-hmm. they've been mm-hmm. there. They made their their case.
And so, we stay committed. We stay true to that. Like, you know, we never really wavered. We built institutions. We, you know, the Negro Community Center, the Union United Church, the Black Community Council of Quebec, the Black League, you know, BCQ, you know, Dan Phillips and Noel Alexander, who we just lost. These guys, these guys were unwavering.
Yep.
In standing up to Quebec and standing up into Canada, standing up to Montreal, we stood up. I mean, now they act as if, you know, with some sort of outline group. It's not true. The English-speaking community has committed and has worked and has invested and helped to build this place from Oscar Peterson right on to Juanita Westmoreland.
Yep.
All the people who've invested in this place, they have to be recognized, and our community have to be recognized.
Mr. Gay,
mm-hmm.
as usual, you have lifted my spirit.
Oh, Stretch, you're so nice. All right, bro.
No, because listen, you know, you think along the same lines as I do. You look at this.
Same experiences, Stretch. We're the same people.
I guess so. So
same experiences. I ain't no different from you. You ain't no different from me.
Quickly, before you go, before Lorraine is on it.
Yes.
That's
my girl.
Yeah, I know. Tell me quickly, what's the headlines of the community contact? Quickly.
Oh, we had some really amazing stories in this past issue. I really urge people to go get it. You know, we have one of the people that we focus on is Hedy Fry. Hedy Fry is a Trinidadian doctor out in Vancouver, and she became like the oldest parliamentarian in Canada. She won Vancouver Centre for the last 10 years. We looked a little bit about Hedy Fry. We spoke. We did something on Anna May Paul. And who had such a hard time with the Green Party. And Leslyn Lewis, a Jamaican girl.
You got to come back. We need to talk about
it. Yeah, we're going to talk again. Yeah, go speak to Lorraine. That's far, far interesting and something to look forward to.
We got
to
talk about that Green Party.
All right, bro.
All right, my brother. Be good. Thank you,
all
sir.
The best. Be well.
That's Mr. Right Egbert back. Gay. Coming up right now is... A voice that's familiar to the city of Montreal and Canada at large. Beautiful, beautiful Lorraine Klassen. She's of South African birth. Had the pleasure of watching her and her mother on stage at the same time. The legendary South African jazz singer, the late Thandi Klassen. Lorraine herself is one of these singers that you can put on any stage. With the right band, with the group, with the song, a little African dialect, a little North American embrace, she can do it. For those of you who are wondering, who am I going to be talking to on the Zoom? If you have a pen, it's 801. 801-684-684-8199. CKUT, capital letters, all right? So let me go over there and say hello to Lorraine Klassen. Hello there, Lorraine.
Hello, Stretch. It's good to see you. Technology, you're right in my living room.
Ah, well, geez, what better place. I just want to say many thank yous for joining us. I know you're a busy lady. Celebrating 40 years.
Yeah, now,
let me ask you the question before you answer. Did you think 40 years ago you'd be sitting here in your living room in beautiful Canada talking to a crazy Jamaican about 40 years of your life?
And that's what's so wonderful about life. Life is full of wonderful surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I'm looking at it, because the opportunity of you interviewing me in my living room, did you ever think 40 years ago that was possible?
No way.
There you go.
No way. No way. Walk me through it, you know, walk me through your life in that 40 years ago, singing with your mom, watching your mom sing. What was it like? I mean, she was a little fireball watching her work on stage. Tell me a little bit about, put me there in your shoe at said a tender age of 9, 10, 8, 9, 10.
Yes. Stretch, and for our listeners at home, thank you. If you are listening, it's wonderful to be able to come into your living room and talking to you. I had a wonderful privilege of being the daughter of Thandi Klassen. That was my mom. And when I was a little girl, I used to say, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like my mother.
Wow.
I'm going to travel and sing and make people happy with music, because I could see that my mom was happiest most when she was performing. Mm. And I wanted that for myself.
Mm. So is that the way that's what makes Lorraine works on stage, being happy singing?
Oh, it's a wonderful gift. You know, when you got a gift and it's really something that you enjoy, I had the privilege and the honor of having this gift given to me. I make people happy. I see people happy. It makes me happy. Very few people have lived their lives doing what they really like to do. So I'm living the proof that I said, and the promise that I made to myself is that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be happy and make people happy. And I'm still doing that. So I thank God for that all the time.
I know, because I got two phone calls here, and they wanted to know what time you were coming on. I was just 2 minutes over my interview with Mr. Editor.
Edgar Gay. It was wonderful to hear his voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
very
yeah.
Passionate about his community.
Oh, yeah. And he's a big fan of mm-hmm. yours. You know, I mean... you know, another thing that I want to ask, because I saw you in concert once, not to, you know, I saw you in a big concert on the stage of the Jazz Festival.
there you go.
And you did the Click song. I don't know. I've been trying it since 10 years ago.
How do you, can you just give me an idea how that comes about? Because I saw Miriam Makeba years ago in New York, and she came out and she did that. And I've often wondered, how was it done?
No, it's, first of all, it's a language. It's in the Xhosa language. So people speak that language. And so I sing in that language. But the click song, the reason it's called the click song, because as Auntie Miriam Makeba used to say, the white people, and I'm so surprised to find even you, Stretch, you're the Caribbean man, can't say,
You never.
So it's other white people.
What? What did you just say?
And that is a tiny little beetle that we have in South Africa that grows in among the wheat and the weeds. But you've got to come to the show to see what happens with this tiny little beetle.
Yes.
And where it goes to.
Tell them about that show for me before let me just sit and digest what you just said. So you, while I'm doing that, please just tell them about the show that is coming up that you'll be celebrating 40 years of. And it, of course, you must be vaccinated to attend the concert, right?
Yes, you have to be. Unfortunately, this is the new norm these days.
It's a new
and
norm.
And this is why, Stretch, I made it such an effort to make sure that it's not just people who can not come to the concert because they are not vaccinated, and because it's on a Tuesday evening too. So I said I'm going to do live streaming, meaning you can be at home and watch the show as it is unfolding live on stage.
Nice.
So yeah, so you're going to be home. You could watch me at home if you don't.
I'll be watching, because now I don't drive downtown. I haven't been downtown in nearly 2 years, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. You probably go to the wrong side of town. So just stay home. I'll come to you. And isn't that the wonderful beauty that now, you
technology.
Know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse why you can't come and support me.
Yes.
And you know, I heard Egbert Gay mentioned earlier the contributions that the Black community has made in Montreal. And I'm one of those people that the community, especially the Black community, has supported me throughout my career. I'm talking about the Jamaican Association, the Barbadian Association. I mean, the Haitian Association, and really people of large, the Quebecois too. So Montreal has been good to me culturally, musically. And there's no other place I thought I could stage this show other than in Montreal.
1676 through Ontario East, Cabré, Lyon.
Lyon d'Or. Yeah, Lyon d'Or. And the metro is right there. I think it's a metro. I think it's, I don't know if it's Papineau or Pinef or Nona Pinef. But there's a metro right there. You literally just walk over. So it's Lyon d'Or. I hope you'll be able to put the information on where they can get the tickets. Because tickets will have to be bought. Unfortunately, they will not sell tickets at the door. You'll have to have your tickets in advance.
I didn't get that piece, you know. I didn't see that piece, but you can tell me.
Yeah. Well, it's the best way to describe it. If they're going to get the community contact newspaper.
Yeah.
I know Gay is doing an article, or he's doing a story on me. So I'm sure that information will be in there. It's hard to tell you on the phone. Like this.
All right. I'll figure it out. I'm sure Egbert is going to be printing that. And the tickets, you must have tickets to come to the show, right?
Yeah, and you must be fully vaccinated.
And you must be fully vaccinated.
Yes.
Now, how do the streaming, how does a live streaming work?
Well, when you get your ticket... When you're going to be buying your ticket, there's some information on the ticket as to how to go about it. It's almost like a Zoom thing like this, I assume.
Yes.
But there will be information on the ticket that tells you how to go about logging in. But it is live as it is happening. It is live. So
nice.
And I've got a wonderful set of musicians that I have.
That I was coming up too. I was coming up to that, you know, because you sent me a thing there with some names I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
But I've known one name that has been with, what time is it now? Yes, we're going to bring this guy on because, folks, I want you to meet this guy. He's been, I didn't know this. He's Lorraine's, what do you call him, band leaders? And our,
you know, musical director.
Pardon me. Musical director, and he's also been with a singer that I totally love. I love this guy. My DJ, my young DJ, Nicholas, loves this guy. All right? So I'm just going to play a little intro for him. And let me see how many. I would love to say, if this was on the regular station, if I was in the regular station, I'd say, if you can recognize this singer, I would give you 2 tickets to go see Lorraine Classen. But, you know, I'm doing it from my basement because we're not allowed in the station as yet. Yeah. So,
but you know what? We could. I'm gonna make sure you do that. I'm gonna give you 2 tickets to give away.
Whoa! Well, yeah. you hear that, my listeners?
Now you said something. So I'm gonna give you 2 tickets to give away if they would answer the question you wanted to ask.
All right. So you know what? I'm gonna play this song that I love this guy very much, and he left us in a tragic manner, but. This is Call Me and Tell Me Who Is This Guy. Ooh. I will play this. Please excuse me. I will play this music all day long. So if you, any of my listeners, can call me at 514-947-2558, compliments of Lorraine Classen and her group, you will get yourself a ticket if you can tell me the name of the singer that you've listened to. If you don't know, well, I don't know what else to tell you because we play this. I'm sure, let me see. I'm sure he has one in his mix today. DJ Nicholas always playing this guy's music. All right. We love him, right? As they say in Jamaica, we love him. All right. So, Lorraine, who is that gentleman sitting beside you with a guitar in his hands?
Oh, you mean this handsome fellow over here?
Well, you know, I don't look at men in that sense, but no, I'm only kidding. Yes, the handsome fellow. Introduce him to my listeners, please.
Well, you know, the listeners at home, who's going to be guessing who the artist was of the music that you have just played. When you hear that guitar strong in that song, he is a gentleman sitting right here. He too was that very famous music, the guy that passed away's musical director.
You can say which